My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Doug Karsh, Gators out today. Outside of Comerica Park, big Tiger game coming up. Spent a good portion of the first hour talking about the Tigers. We'll revisit him a little bit later on, as this team has scratched and clawed and found their way. They're either in a playoff race or on the cusp of a playoff race. However you want to call it, whatever you believe, I think it's pretty safe to say you're in one of those two camps. You either already believe they're in a playoff chase or on a cusp of a playoff chase. Go vote and comment on our Twitter poll, at DougAndGator971. We'll continue to update that throughout the day here on Karsh and Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so we're talking about the final, you know, practice squad. I guess it's not final because the practice squad changes all the time. But when the Lions announced their practice squad, there were some surprises. Jake Fromm making it over Nate Sudfeld at quarterback. That was a surprise. There's four wide receivers on the practice squad, which I think is telling. And we'll get to what Brad Holmes had to say about the wide receiving core coming up in a minute. But first, here's what he had to say about something we might be about to see, all of us. We've heard about it. We've read about it. We've seen highlights here and there on social media and other places. We've all heard about Jameson Williams poised to have a huge season. How much better he looks, how much more complete his game is, and how he is going to become a reliable target for Jared Goff. Deep threat, get the ball in his hands, difference maker. We've all heard about it. We won't see it until a week from Sunday, week from Sunday night. That's our first chance to see it on a grand scale in a game. So, the GM, Brad Holmes, was asked about Jamo's development today. Here's what he had to say. You know what that is? That's the incubator. He was in the incubator. We talk about it a lot with quarterbacks. But Kang, he likes the fact that Jamo had some time to develop behind the scenes before he was thrown into the fire. That's interesting. I did not expect that answer from Brad Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you got to take a negative and turn it into a positive. I don't think you want a player to sit out because of injury or a suspension for whatever reason it may be ever. But with that being said, maybe it gave Jameson Williams time to become a professional, you know? I mean, these are 21-year-old kids that are getting drafted, right? And they're getting out and maybe getting their own place and getting a new career here and all that stuff. So they've got an adjustment phase, and maybe it took for Jamo a couple years anyways to adjust, and now he is ready to full on and become a true NFL professional wide receiver. And that translate on the field as well as not just off the field, as far as your practice habits and things like that. Looking at Amon-Ra St. Brown every day in the jugs machine, seeing the contract he got, that could be motivating as well. Just becoming a better person and player. And so use the negative, make it a positive. Hopefully we see the fruits of the labor this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And it's kind of gotten to the point where it's, you know, the term I've always used is the unknown given. It's truly an unknown, but I am processing it as a given that Jameson Williams is going to have a great year. I just think he's going to have a great year. And we, you know, I saw him in practice. I saw him make a catch in practice. I saw Goff miss to him a couple throws deep to him in practice. And, you know, still development to go there. But the bottom line is I'm a believer. I believe that that Jameson Williams is going to have a big year. And if he does and he stays healthy and Amon-Ra stays healthy and Khalif Raymond has the kind of season we think he's capable of, maybe who the fourth wide receiver is doesn't really matter. But, you know, they kept four on the practice squad, which is an interesting move. And there's veterans on the practice squad. There are guys that are now going to be battling to try and get off the practice squad. And Isaiah Williams forced the hand of Brad Holmes. They kept him as the fourth receiver. Do one of these four on the practice squad break into the rotation? That's going to be an interesting story to watch and pay attention to. But Brad Holmes was asked about the wide receiving room, and here's what he had to say. Feels a little top-heavy, this group, the way he described it. What is interesting there is when they built the final 53-man roster, in theory, my takeaway is they wanted a fifth receiver. But nobody grabbed that spot. So here's my guess. Every day in practice, every day there's a battle to try and break into the roster for the four guys on the practice squad. It doesn't mean they're sending a receiver down. It probably means they'd send somebody else down. But I'm going to guess that they are going to have a long battle and an everyday battle to just try and be the fifth wide receiver. And they can all do it without taking up a roster spot. And that's the way I interpret what he had to say there. Hey, I will be a little surprised if they don't play a bunch of games with a fifth wide receiver this year. I bet that they do. It's just a matter of which one of those guys wins the job. And they've got three veterans and the always omnipresent Tom Kennedy battling it out. Kang, what was your takeaway from that?
Yeah, I think he said it without really just basically saying it, which is there's somewhat of a concern with the receiver behind the top three, but it's not that big of a concern because the rest of the team is so damn good and they can make up for it. Who is going to be that, you know, the guy behind Williams or if there is a fifth receiver? We're not sure yet. To hold that many guys, receivers in the practice squad is a little bit telling, you know. Mm-hmm. Allen Robinson's, I like the pickup on the practice squad. You know, it doesn't hurt you, but his best days are clearly behind him. Can he help this team fulfill a certain role, though? Can Tim Patrick be that guy, you know, coming off some big injuries in his career? I think they're unsure of who it is. I mean, I guess Tim Patrick might be the first guy, you know, you're going to think about, you would call up from the practice squad. But with that being said, they believe so much in that offensive line, in Jameson Williams, and St. Brown, all the other weapons that, yeah, they can be a little weaker there because we're so good elsewhere. And by the way, those guys have room to grow too, right?
Yep. And they'll always have the safety net of the cap space. You just hope that if they do need to add to the room, that a team at the trade deadline is looking to move on from a wide receiver and it aligns with a player that the Lions like. And that's you can't count on that being the case. But it's always there that you could potentially make another move. 248-539-9797. Who do we got next here on 97.1 The Ticket? Is it Sean? It's Sean. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Good, thank you.
This is my fifth call this summer when I kept talking about we need length. Remember, I got arguments with you and Gator. I don't know if you remember that or not. But we got it, right? So my prediction here is either Allen Robinson or Tim Patrick will emerge as the third wide receiver. And they will, one of those guys will absolutely eclipse Raymond at that spot and take over that position and get all the playing time. That's my prediction.
You're calling your shot right now, huh?
100%. There's I can't imagine Khalif Raymond, if Tim Patrick is healthy, first of all, or even Allen Robinson, two experienced guys with the length that's needed at that role, right, they're going to win the job. That's my prediction.
Okay, well, you're on the record, and thank you for your call. And, you know, I do remember a guy being consistent about wanting size, so some of the guys they have here would qualify, and those battles will be going on in the dark. It's not like we're going to see them. 248-539-9797. Speaking of predictions, interesting prediction for the NFL season. I mean, a detailed, long prediction for the NFL season for our Lions team. I'll tell you what it spits out in the end. That coming up today at 11:32. It's Carson Anderson outside Comerica Park here on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.